within communication with the secretary and also from the chairperson who had an appointment with the doctor in one. The latest information we have from the company secretary is that on the instruction of the chairperson, tracked all the members of the board with the exception of Director George, and all of them were in different places and unable to attend. He was unable to confirm the time the chairperson would be able to come because she was already in her doctor's appointment. As we stand now, chairperson, I can just confirm that none of the directors were available, that he was able to speak to me.
I think it's, if we could, for the record, do speak into the mic and do indicate who are the chairperson by the names, if they just record the chairperson so-and-so, until the last person that is in the direct or public place.
The chairperson is advocate Makubele, advocate Makubele SC. The members of the board is Prof. John Madeleine, Godfrey Madeleine, Colin George, Natalie Christian Skiapas, and Magdalene Reddy. Those are the members of the board. The new person who has been appointed who represents the treasury was appointed last week. The process of finalizing that appointment is underway, as you see. I can confirm also, chairperson, the members of the committee, that in the presence of the representative from DOT, we established that the communication from the department to the secretariat did arrive on Thursday. There was no clarity as to why the information only reached the chairperson yesterday. So that is confirmed. I did that in the presence of the representative from DOT.
So the representative of the Department of Transport in the board here?
The representative from DOT is not in attendance as well. The representative is here, the one who relayed the message of the requirement of the board to be in attendance.
The confirmation of action is different. PRASA has a board, and that board has a person representing the Department of Transport. The question is that it's not a seat that you change from time to time. You get appointed with the board. So the question is, that person that represents PRASA from the Department of Transport is in attendance today. That's the question.
He is not in attendance as well.
Okay. So the response that we then get is that none of the PRASA board, inclusive of the functionary of the Department of Transport, is in attendance.
That's correct.
Now, when you are giving a report, you didn't talk about whether the transport representative is going to make it later or not make it at all. That's why I was curious to find out. Who's going to speak to that? It's your role, actually.
Yes. The message here did not state specifically, just that he managed to communicate with all the board members to convey the message, with the exception of Director Tony George. I don't know whether that includes the representative of the DOT. I can have that verified shortly.
Thank you.
Chair and honourable members, I did indicate to the representatives of the board the situation that the members had requested, and she therefore said she'll be in contact with the chairperson of the board to obviously to get coordination of the instruction on how to come down. So we then left the issue to the board of Palasa, the secretary, to then do that coordination, but that message was sent.
Okay, so we then when we were before the chair, the next result is that the board class of the class of board is not in attendance, and there is no intention to attend this session of the committee. That's the message. And I'm paraphrasing, maybe I'm doing a bad job, but simply is that they are not, we don't have to expect them to have our line today in this meeting. And it's confirmed that as last week Thursday, communication was received after the meeting of Tuesday when the decision was made. So there was ample time for arrangement, changing of appointment, making sure that people attend this meeting. So at this, that is been confirmed. Then I would turn to the honourable members now that we got the feedback. Honourable Adele, and can I see the hands so I can vote? And then Consina, maybe not like here. And then in that order, that's it's Monday. Let's go.
No, thank you, Chair. Chair, I just want to confirm the acting DG that the person you are speaking about who represents, who must be, who represents the OT in the past is Ms. Manuel. My members is the one who represents old jacket. Just remember. A person can be identified with this action, which says this is the particular consequence that must be acted against this particular individual, whom even previously failed to give us adequate response in terms of issues that have been passed, which is a very serious concern, which the minister must take a review. This person must be reshuffled, because Nebele represents the views of the DOT, and it doesn't help. Urgent reshufflement must be made, and that must be made as soon as possible. Otherwise, we're going to have a very serious problem. Or acting. Check. Man, I'm just a little concerned that the acting CEO is saying chairperson of the board came to be aware yesterday of the meeting. I'm correct. That's what you said.
She was only informed yesterday, but yesterday.
Yeah. I'm trying to check. I see a presentation here. My question is that I want to check whether this presentation has went through the board before it comes to us. Because I've got a view that most of these documents they go via the board, cannot approve that they come and present it to us. I want to check that particular process whether it's went through or not. If I can get that's probably supposed to.
Okay, you write down some of the questions that you will see, and I'll give you time to respond to them later. And I'll want to.
Thank you, Chair. Got everybody sitting here for in the 6 hour. I think there was ample time. It's really embarrassing to sit here as a member of the committee, looking at what should have happened today and what actually transpired. Plaza is in a crisis, it's clearly also in a leadership crisis, but a new symptom has evolved today, and that is the symptom of a lack of sense of urgency, lack of a sense of seriousness about all of this, and it's highly disappointing. Therefore, Chair, I would propose that we as a committee consider also very serious measures to create that sense of urgency and to develop that sense of necessity for what we are trying to achieve here in terms of our oversight capacity. And I would suggest very serious consideration for serious measures by this committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. As indicated, we have been sitting here for almost over 6 hours with nothing that we can be able to write home about. I am of the opinion, and thanks, Honorable Khadeb, for indicating, which is another challenge, that we cannot have a report which has not been ratified by the board, of which even if we can discuss this report, the board will disown it, whatever the outcomes of the meeting, the board is not going to be implementing the outcome. I am of the opinion that we should be able to subpoena the board to this meeting. It is important that they come here. Legally so, we will subpoena the board as quickly as is possible. We need to do that, that they are able to come here. We can't have the people who are supposed to be making a presentation on the issues as identified on the ground, and the board, which is a decision-making unit, is not here. Who is going to, you go to the board and say, this is what the presentation has been made, how a portfolio committee has agreed to this matter. So we've got two things which are supposed to come in the presentation. We have called RSR and Prasa to say, come and tell us what are the issues here. RSR, the chairperson of the board, thinks she is here. And don't have the critical persons or institutions that we call here, as in Prasa, to come and make a presentation. Chairperson, I am proposing that we subpoena the board of Prasa to come here. By the way, there are still outstanding issues from sometimes in 2016. We have been requesting several information from the Prasa board, and they have been ignoring our requests from Vexman, maybe to Jerry, everything that we have been making. Tell us the plan in terms of the challenges that we are having in Ray, and nothing has been coming to before. Give us information on, you were in Mamelodi, city to city, whatever you call it, intersite, autopex, however you call it, autopex. We are in Mamelodi with autopex. We cannot get the information as to what really happened, what lessons have we learned out of this. And here we are today, from 2016 when we requested issues. Today is 2018, 2 years down the line, we haven't received a single response from the board of Prasa, and that is the reason why today they are not here, because they are very disrespectful. We can't take it anymore.
I have mentioned it. I'm coming down the line. You are on the this it's money and there is money.
I want to second the original chair of the committee.
I
to subpoena the Vaughan, I'm suggesting the entire board. This is a slap in the face, not just to us as a portfolio committee, but our guests that are here, and we've come, that they've lost today, just sitting there. And of course, even the officials of Prosa. I'm not even talking about the death that we caused by this incident. The bad infrastructure that's been left. How thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of people have lost their jobs because of this incident. Because an employer will be patient when the energy patient comes out here. A person arrives every morning with basically 3 or 4 hours late. The reality on the ground is that. And then I'm not even talking about things like public protector and what kind of thing. This is what's happening on the ground. People are affected daily. And then we hear about how people are burning their carriages. When we talk to those commuters, the frustration is beyond it. So this is beyond a crisis. This is a slap in the face. This is to say, we'll show you this boss, and we're going to do exactly the like. I don't believe that there's no single flight, not one single flight in this country that can take them down today. I don't believe it. So I want to actually stick my neck out a little more to Acting Chair and say that I believe a deep investigation is possible. Perhaps, and I don't know if this is the right time in this particular committee, and let's discuss it with the case of the third committee, but I think we need to launch a proper in-depth investigation. How is it that a board can just not fiction? How is it that the previous news companies happen all the time? How is it that every day we hear about news, front page of the Sunday newspaper, all that kind of stuff? It cannot go unchallenged. So I'm saying it's more than just today. I'm saying we need to look at some kind of investigation, open up what is really going on, who is hiding what. And so that's my proposal, and I also want to second the chair's proposal. We subpoena these people, we look at our program, we adjust it, and we do it as soon as possible, possibly next week. And if it means we need to meet every day next week and ask for special dispensation from the House Chair, then we apply for it. Thank you.
Honourable Vine.
No, thanks, Chair. I want to support the proposal of, and I propose specifically choosing around the community. Without fail, the entire board must be present. But Chair, also, we are public representatives ourselves. And I think we need to apologize to the public representatives on behalf of ourselves, even if we are not the main cause of the situation that we find in. We shouldn't take our communities for granted. We shouldn't, yes. We should be failing. So I think maybe we owe them an apology. And I think we must say, we apologize for our own making, but we are willing to fix the problem, as you are aware. And we are now really coming up with proposals that are going to fix this problem. We cannot really take the appreciate for granted. And and we want to thank them also for their patience. And if they can just bear with us, then we are in the process of accepting this issue. Chair, I think also, the sooner the permanent board is appointed, the better. You see, this thing of interviewing, people don't take their responsibilities seriously. They are here and there doing this and that, and there's no accountability. And then they will come up with excuses that, no, we intervene and all those things. I think intervene, you've got the full power, as if you are permanent. But I think the sooner the minister first checks the appointment of the permanent board, I think it will appear. And also, the sooner the senior management posts are filled, the better. Because as we have read the manager, all of them are empty. Almost all of them are empty, and it's not good for the organization. So we need stability in front. In terms of the government, in terms of the accounting authority and the executive. So this thing of acting and interviewing, I think it is causing problems. And another thing, Chair, we are dealing with public funds here. To me, this whole day is a waste. And it's tantamount to wasteful expense, you know, on all of us, and particularly those who are employed to do full-time jobs. So I think we should not allow this thing going forward. So I really want to support the proposal that come today, the full board is here, and no excuses, it compels us. And I think in this letter should also say no apologies, it compels us. So that we take us serious.
Thank you very much.
Chairperson, to me it is a shame and disgrace because we are being undermined once more. You see, first of all, before I open my mouth, I wanted to apologize on behalf of the committee to RSR because they managed to comply to our request. Then also to the people who we have invited, hashtag Unite Behind, because we felt that it is much better for us to bring the really, really key players. So that when we raise whatever question, to give them the answer to respond directly, but unfortunately it's a status quo. But nevertheless, let me go forward to act. Chairperson, to acting chairperson, we support the idea that we must have been there, not when today. That's the key thing. By when today, before we leave here. But once more to remind our colleagues, the Zoom panel, in terms of the PFMA Section 51C, Section C, if on the other hand, in terms of the general responsibilities of an accounting authority, it is responsible for the management, including safeguarding of the assets, and for the management of the revenue, expenditure, and liabilities of the public entity. And then UMAF, it is responsible for the submission by the public entity of the own reports. Our phones, they don't want to be able to, but why is their responsibility? Returns, notices, and other information to Parliament or to the relevant provincial legislature and the relevant executive authority or treasury may be required by this act. I've got a lot of acts in terms of the PFMA. Now, Chairperson, let me remind the portfolio committee as well how they undermine us. These things that have long ago from the previous chairperson of the driver board. No matter what used to happen, if it doesn't come, other people will come. If it comes, he will stay for a few minutes and apologize. I'm not ashamed, I'm not afraid to say, like today. Two of our members, in terms of the doctor's permission, they're not supposed to be here, including Chairperson Mr. Evans and one member who called it Umbata. Because of the importance of your request, they forced themselves out of the six to leave, to come here to give you an opportunity. But brother, don't know. Few days ago, how the undermined us, there was an instruction to brother that they must pay back the money which they received irregularly. In terms of our understanding, not all of them will manage to pay that money. They're not complying. Our request that in terms of our request, we are submitting, they must account for that money. We want you to know names, because we don't want to make another mistake that we include them if then we elect people to come and serve in the board. There were people who were supposed to pay back the money which they kept irregular, so they pay themselves extra money. We were told that some people paid. Give us names of those people who didn't pay that money. And how much was that money? And the chapter said, smaller an issue again. Remember, we do have a plan which they must comply in terms of the National Development Plan. I don't know whether they are complying or not. Why are they running away from us? I don't think that they comply. Another thing which I wanted to highlight, it is said somewhere that they are able to go to the summit. There is a Cape Town summit by BRASA, Metro Rail, and the National Department of Transport and Western State Government. We are here, but we don't know. We belong here. We are the people who are supposed to be invited to operate. This is undermining us. Chairperson, I don't want to go long way, but these are some of the issues which I wanted to highlight, including that one which was raised by Honorable Hade Tuesday. If they are here, maybe one or two people are here, we give them an opportunity to come and listen and give response. They don't have a mandate because they are means that Prophet are in seat. Awashani. At the end, they came with huge money that they've had some board meetings. So, Chairperson, let me put it, we support that they must be summoned today. And then next week, if they come, another thing which I want you to request, from the transport side, please send us relevant people, not irrelevant people. I don't say that people are not relevant, but people who are responsible, so that we mustn't shift the baton to other people which are not here. Give us people who are responsible so that we can ask and get clarity to some. Failing which, I don't do.
Thank you, Honorable Honorable
Thank you. I'm just reminded by Honorable Sibani. In terms of the EPP of BRASA, I don't remember seeing anything of the summit, even if probably the EPP will not have indicated operational issues, but it's a very important thing which actually should have been indicated in the annual performance plan of BRASA, and therefore already note that whatever you will be saying to me as BRASA, it's fruitless and unauthorized expenditure. Yeah, this is no time for fiscal dumping. We know that by February every department, if they have not utilized the money, they will get ways and means of creating the fiscal.
Thank you very much. I think the, let me just, I want to give the acting Lucy or to respond on the, there was a specific question around the presentation. But when you answer that question, most of these answers, is, you did mention earlier on that you only got to know that your conversation with the chair yesterday or late yesterday, when you were preparing for the meeting today, asking when the chair would be arriving. You suggested that your only conversation with the chair happened yesterday. Maybe just explain. From last Wednesday, when the communication was sent to request him the father was ready to come to the FAPA, what did you do as the group CEO that assembly is taking place in the same city where Parliament is. I suppose we all going to be here. We are not even participants. In fact, we are not even answering our questions. We're going to answer the question elsewhere instead of answering the question where you are coming from, which is here. Not accountable to the city, not accountable to the province, you are accountable here. That's why you must come and that's why you must, you are coming to. Will you explain those three slight small questions before we get to the resolution going forward?
Chairperson, I can just confirm that immediately on receipt of the notification from the department, I did advise the chair. I did not say specifically, I just said we have invitation to appear in Parliament. I'm going to be someone in the team so that we prepare the presentation, because we are given a due date and the time of Friday 4 o'clock to present our presentation. And the communication went by the company secretariat who arranges the travel arrangement for the court. It's only yesterday when I was just confirming, finding out what time she would be here, so that we could, you know, just go through the presentation prior to the final date. We said, despite the time pressure, we'll proceed even before we submitted the draft presentation to DOT on Friday before 4 o'clock, which was the deadline. We signed the presentation for the board via the company secretary. Just confirmed with my office that was done accordingly. The fact that yesterday it was just purely a follow-up in terms of timing so that we could jointly go through the presentation. To deal directly with the issue of the summit, there is no summit that is organized by us as PRASA. We just got a invitation which we have not responded to. It came from the city. So it is not part and parcel of the agenda. It's not on the agenda of the board, nor is it in our ATP. I don't know whether I'm leaving any questions.
Okay. The division speaks straight. The letter arrived on Wednesday. The question was, when did you personally speak directly to the chair about the letter that you invited here? You, not the company secretary, I'm talking about you, as the executive CEO.
I communicated on Thursday. You know, to say we have an invitation to appear and prepare a presentation. And I should know that.
Well, maybe we now need to get to the summary of this. There has been a proposal about the fact that we are in this place and the board isn't here. That we, the members who clearly had the frustration of members across party lines in terms of the various methods, if I call it that way, and of course the fact that we now need to be sure that we will partake, or the board will attend. The members are saying, if we were to send you a normal letter here, the likelihood you're not going to speech. Now I'm speaking you in the general term principle of the board. That is not going to harm. There is a trust that is winning out between the members and the board and class board that they are not keeping to the requirement. That we will remind you about those in a minute. And members are saying, therefore, that we need now. it compels everybody who is in the class of all to come here. And that's now the subpoena that we've been telling about. And that's the decision that this committee is ready to. But you know, before I get there, it is shameful to say the least. Absolute shameful and embarrassing for us to find us in a position that we actually have to go the route of subpoenaing the board. It shows that there's a problem with it. And therefore, the only way out of this problem is to look at the authorities that is the disposal of the committee. Why should we get to the state? That's a good CEO. Why should we get to the state that we now have to at least seek a protection or enforcement from the state? It must be communicating to you at some frustration and trust that even if you send your letter, you're not going to appear. So you're going to go around the circle. So now the best way is to cut through the cut to checks, the best way to be here, and by force. And this is what's going to happen. Now, the history of the non-compliance with the board of passage is law and you're inheriting it, which also another demonstration that anything less than subpoenaing you and forcing you to answer these questions, and you see them in the document, what is it that you are frustrated about. So that is now, that's going to happen in the next week. That next week you have to appear here. There have been expenses that have been incurred for this meeting, which is going to fall in the category by the AD of fruitless expenditure. Your ticket, flying, accommodation, and other stuff, which has now been spent in a fruitless manner. That's how the PMSA also sometimes speaks to those kind of things. We're going to come again next week. We're going to incur another cost, which are not quite budgeted for in that kind of frequency. So I'm sure you would accept that there's a reasonability in which the state has to fork the bill, and there's some unreasonable when things like this happen. Now, I am not at liberty to make my decision about it. That is the decision that the committee will make in terms of what happened, what caused all of your recording is to waste time today that we're not going to be able to do anything as a result of the failure of the past awards. Let's say for the record, everyone who accepted the responsibility of serving in a board is a commitment that they will carry out the responsibility. There are duties that goes with it, including the duty to account on each one's action. That hasn't happened. Now, I want to ask the that we arrive at this point now that, you know, if I were to ask the secretary of the committee to remind you what is still outstanding, including the turnaround strategy of operations of Metrobus, you will understand it. You say the central line has not been closed for many 5 weeks. We have been patient enough. And you know when that line is closed, how many people suffer? that do not have the means, they rely solely on the metro rail as a transport mode. And they can't have it. We have asked last year, we have been asking the previous year, we have told board in many occasions. Please don't tell us about the modernization. That is a program that is going to come in so many years. Speak about tomorrow, today, and yesterday about metro, because that is what must be kept. We can't wait for a new train to arrive. When we arrive, the one, that is here to fall apart. This is supposed to be having how many, 106 train sets in the UK. Probably at the moment we're running at 60 or 54. Running at 54, the last time I checked it was 66, now it's now with this central line, it's falling apart. It's probably not only here, the other region is completely the same. I mean, you can see every region of metro rail, there is a problem. We talked about devolution of function. And why do we have a post box of regions that have got no power at all to do anything? I centralize everything in Pretoria. When there's a puncher here, you must put someone in Pretoria to fix puncher. And that's a little bit of exaggeration, but I'm talking now about the metro rail itself. And we're told that the contract is a problem with the contract. So there has been no solution at the short distance. It's always been accepted long. Now we come to a stage where you don't have the rail central line for moving. Who must answer that? This member of parliament, this committee, the one that has to give the public response. Where is the response? It's not forthcoming from yourself. It has not been forthcoming for over a year, at least. If you look at all the documents that we've submitted to you from the committee, if you look at the internal report, if you look at every document that we've sent up to you, it's a problem. And if the board shies away to come here and account on those failures, what options do we have? To force them to come here. I can imagine in any court of law, if the magistrate sits and decides over a case and the somebody doesn't teach out, the worst of us get sent out. And you see people come running because the worst of us has been issued. We don't have worst of us here. All we have, this opinion, which you will get. You will get in the day or two that is coming here. Now, we want to formalize this resolution of the committee. Can I hear the actual mover of the subpoena that is being mooted formally?
I gave the mother to remove that we subpoena report transfer to the meeting of the portfolio committee that will be held in Massachusetts. I so move.
Second, I want to hear you in a matter.
I'd like to second and also make another proposal.
The meeting is suggested to Tuesday, next Tuesday. Yeah? There's a proposal, a formal proposal of Tuesday. Even though you know Tuesday next week was supposed to meet with so we have that Tuesday meeting. So perhaps what we need to do is to amend the program to enable us to meet on Tuesday and Wednesday. Whatever we can do on Tuesday will shift to Wednesday, but formally, the meeting, or this meeting, is going to happen on Tuesday next week. And then other meeting will then delay to Wednesday.
practical. The reason I'm saying this is because it's just been announced on the wires that the sermon has been postponed. And it might happen next week. So it may be a problem with maybe meeting both days or whatever. But the first part is obviously to meet both days. And it may be a problem with the practicality. That's what I was earlier in the teaching.
I'm Robert Deflated. No, you're smarter than something on the wires.
Your explanation about the procedure just now, but
two aspects, two very serious aspects still remain. The one is that up to this stage, probably the only stage, but up to this stage, PASA's annual report is still outstanding. And if we talk about summonsing and those serious juristic procedures, I think then the charge sheet must also be drawn out. And I would suggest that over and above very particular reasons as to why and to what specific reasons the annual report of PASA is still outstanding at this very late stage, we should also put on record all the outstanding matters which the actual chair and you as acting chair referred to is still outstanding, which goes back nearly 2 years. I would suggest that that and all those issues be put on record in this meeting before this meeting is adjourned.
No, no, no.
I second the last part of the speaker that the outstanding issues be raised to the record of today's meeting so that when Brother comes with us, we don't pretend that we have not informed them. We will send the outstanding issues together with the subpoena, but it must be raised.
Well, thank you very much. The Secretary will oblige.
If there is a compound list of upset issues that were asked from Transparent Medicine back to March 2020 on this, you will also see the list in minutes of meetings as well as the last report on allegations of state cash and stuff or that same method I'm going to read. Details have been responded to requested on 7th March in terms of a report on the policy followed by Prata to inform that non-facility for conducting investigation. In terms of reference for that appointment, a status report on investigation by that month, the shareholders compact between Trust and the Minister, and the turnaround strategy for Trust operations. That was requested by the committee on the 7th of March, of which the committee did not give a response at a meeting on 8th March. Trust agreed to provide the committee with the following response by 15 March 2017. Again, a full report on the work done by that month. That was in addition to the documents requested in the meeting of 7 March 2017. A report on the suspension of some material regional managers. A 40-page report on the rolling stock modernization program. Outstanding questions, the response on outstanding questions from members on 7th and 8th March. Issued in the minute of the committee, and a copy of the report that was issued in the minute of transport regarding the salary inquiry of the former acting GPO. I'm going to continue. In the meeting of 50 August 2017, Prata was asked to provide the committee with a resolution of the board and approval from the Minister of Transport for the decision on the remuneration of the directors by 31st August with a breakdown of how much is paid to each member. I just want to go back, members, to some of the outstanding questions that were asked by members on 7th and 8th March, just to be a reminder of what was asked. It was the members wanted to report on the rolling stock performance and an update of the maintenance of the rolling stock. And what was the turnaround plan in that regard, the availability of rolling stock to province, why the Metro Rail customer base was shrinking, they just wanted to know why this was happening, and what strategies were implemented to improve customer satisfaction. At that meeting, members asked to make available the timeline and the budget for the Prata turnaround plan. members at that meeting were concerned about the performance on Metro Rail and wanted to know whether the current Metro was underperforming compared to the previous board, especially in relation to Metro Rail performance. I'm going to continue. There were complaints by commuters about the lack of maintenance at some train stations, and they just wanted to know from Kata what was the strategy to improve the facilities. There were questions about the maintenance of train tracks, as it was negatively impacting on services, and maintenance generally of tracks. There was a question again on the rolling stock modernization program. On the meeting of 31st August, the committee wanted Prasa to submit within 3 weeks of the date of the meeting, and it didn't happen, a schedule of staff disciplinary matters, outstanding matters, CCMA implementation of CCMA awards, the number of staff and suspensions, the reason for suspensions in relation thereof, salary-based staff and suspensions, as well as the agendas of board meetings for the past 2 years. That's all for this.
Thank you very much. Anything else before I allow the latest chair to ask CC advice on that? Is, can we not ask the board members to just come here to be personally liable for the some of the wasteful expenditure that happens right to the foundation itself? Because all too often this kind of thing happens all the time. And we need to quite frankly make an example. It's not just about subpoena, it's why I'm not just be there. If it affects people's personal pockets, and if between the four board members they both pay equally the amount to be wasted, say, I think it would be a big wake-up call. I don't know how legal it is and how the process is in that regard, but I'd like to take this.
No,
but
I was to move on a different end of the stage. Can the secretary provide CRASA with the list of whatever he has read there so that maybe if it's in the offices, it's lying down there, it will be important if we give them again, because it is worrying that they have not accounted to the committee in the form of an annual report, because in the annual report it is where they account about their performance check. I also of the view that the department must also provide PRASA with the agreed upon schedule of the committee, so that we know whenever they see the word PRASA, the board is also supposed to be here to accompany them as PRASA. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, I've heard the issue about liability itself. Maybe some of our inspectors need to comment on your question. If you discuss the future expenditure and take that discussion to the logical conclusion, you say it's fruitless, then there's something else on track to fix that. Now, if you say that they should personally be liable to individually, it's attempting probably to deal with the logical conclusion of what the PMFA was seeking to achieve as a collective measure. But perhaps today we're not ready to make you have made a proposal which the committee has to apply its mind to and make a determination so that that resolution can be properly taken. I don't want to say it's a bit of an ambush, but it's on the table now. Let's think about it, and then when we meet again, then we can then decide whether it's a personal level of what is that, then you can then start asking them. Because you need to have other mechanisms in the event that there is a refusal to apply to apply here. What do you do? Because then otherwise you become too close. Make a decision that you don't have to see through. So I think the committee, secretary, and the legal advisors of the committee and the administration would be able to advise the committee on what to do for that particular matter for the next week. Let's not decide now. Let me, on behalf of the committee, apologize that all of you committee members, people who are concerned, commuters who use Metro Rail daily to go about their lives, they have come to this meeting because the matter of Metro Rail is close to their heart as the only mode of transport available to them. They have come here, we have not discussed that matter. So we want to apologize that circumstances that was beyond our control is the one that contributed to the fact that we don't discuss it. But the fact that we did not discuss it demonstrates the seriousness in which we take the matter of Metro-Rail as this committee. We do not want to just have a discussion for matter of potato discussion. We want discussion and concrete action to fix whatever is broken. So the board presence for such a discussion becomes critical. So you know, just so busy, we have to talk and talk, and then we go home feeling that somebody is dealing with them, and the board says, but we're not part of that. We are the one who are the authority here. So that's why we delayed the matter. We want to apologize to you, and don't you want to apologize to the Western Cape commuters that are stranded because of the Metro Rail. It is not because the committee is not seriously taking the matter. We are seized with that particular matter so that the correction that is employed, and that's why we want the board to be part of this discussion, come to a package of measures to solve the problem. And the board is critical and central to that solution. So that's why we want to send that message, and with all those comments, honorable members,